When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the Chevron Championship. Here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up.
Welcome back to the show. We're at the Chevron Championship here, Carlton Woods, here in the Woodlands, and in a little bit we're going to be joined by Colby Calloway. Yes, I know. A guy associated with the golf tournament with that name, understood. He is the tournament director for the Chevron Championship, and Nelly Korda just, I think she just finished up the ninth hole. The world's number one player is out here for the event. So obviously, you guys, if you're interested, and we've heard John talk about this for the better part of 2 months now, come on out here as they put on a good tournament. And the amenities are great. I mean, I've been in the media center for a little bit and also did a little walking around. Good time to be out here if you like the game of golf. So we'll be joined by Colby Calloway in a little bit. But it's time to put Tyler Lockett on watch. Tyler Lockett, the longtime Seahawk. I'm sure that number will be retired up there at some point. He joined a team who generally likes to do this, where they acquire older wide receivers who are just about done being productive players in the NFL. He is now a Tennessee Titan. So Cam Ward gets a weapon, Sean. Tyler Lockett is a Titan, and he officially goes on watch. And you might ask, why would you say that about a 32-year-old? Well, think about the Titans' history of acquiring receivers. Andre Johnson's on that list. We've got Randy Moss. DeAndre Hopkins. It's a long list of guys who are done being good players joining the Titans at the tail end of what was a really good career. Tyler Lockett is probably around DeAndre's age as far as when he joins the Titans, but don't expect anything from him. I'm sure Cam Ward will pay deference, but will also quietly say, hey, get me a better player. I don't know if the Titans will do that in the draft or not. Go get him another weapon. But Tyler Lockett is a Titan. You'll have to deal with him for at least a year in the AFC South. And by deal with him, I mean he'll be out there. I'm not sure how productive he'll be against the Texans at all.
Maybe this is some T.Y. Hilton. I'm putting T.Y. Hilton on him because he's a small receiver. But like, I could see a 125 yards, two touchdowns, random game against the Texans for Tyler Lockett. Maybe short wide receiver profiling that I'm doing. But
yeah, I think it's that. Cam Ward's pretty good.
Will Levis. Well,
okay, yeah, you got a point. Will
touchdowns.
Levis. But you think they have that fixed? I mean, they're going to stop allowing guys to get behind them, blow coverages, because as good as they were, when they were bad, they were awful as far as, and it could be a play at a time, didn't mean it was awful for the entire game, but there are times where you're like, how does this happen? Was it Westbrook Akina? It was a tight end, Aronquo, who was left wide open, a Conquero, and then he took it for like 70 yards in the Will Levis game?
Yeah,
and the fact that I can say a Will Levis game involving the Texans speaks to how bad that game was. That Will Levis has a game, and it came against the Texans.
Yeah. So and now, you know, the rich get richer. Will Levis going to have an extra target to throw to?
Will Levis won't have an extra target.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know what the Titans are going to do. I don't know if you heard, but they said, hey, we've made up our mind. You'll have to find out on Thursday. So I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah, yes.
Maybe it's going to be a Lockett, Ridley, Travis Hunter trio.
With Will Levis,
Will
playing
Levis pulling the strings.
Throwing them the football?
Yeah, and then also ground threat with Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears, who I've heard be called top five running backs in the league by someone I won't name. Yeah. I mean,
why not?
Should they be the favorites?
In what?
The division.
The division?
Yeah, I mean.
No. I'm going to say now, no, they should not be the favorites.
Unless
Cam Ward is Jaden Daniels.
I'll see how the draft plays out, you know. Obviously, still a lot to be done there. But maybe they add Abdul Carter to that defense. Who knows what they could do at number one? Anything's on the table.
Yes,
Jackson Dart.
You're right,
Sanders.
No, Jackson Dart is not on the table.
Kelvin Banks. Who knows?
I'm not. You just if you just name every prospect, you can do that for the next 2 minutes.
Okay,
but. Most of those guys aren't on the table. In fact, none of them are, except nope. Unlikely. Maybe they double up a quarterback.
Fifth round, the Tennessee Titans select Quinn Ewers.
You know what? I could see them drafting another young quarterback just to have another developmental guy in the pipeline because they see Will Levis as a non-starter or even just playable at all. But I think we all know that they will go quarterback at one. And I know you're trying to do the NFL a favor adding mystery to who knows
in.
What quarterback it is.
Tune in.
You never
at
know
to find out.
So you're not just paid by Prize Picks. It's also Roger Goodell,
yeah.
Sean Mapes
Promo
speaking
Mapes on
behalf of the
NFL.
NFL.
I don't know what'll get you.
Watch the draft. Don't think it's a foregone conclusion that the Titans will take Cam Ward.
Who knows?
According to NFL insider Sean Mapes. Anything's on the table for the Tennessee Titans later today.
Anything's on the table. And at number two?
Yes.
For the Cleveland Browns? Who knows?
And where he's hearing it is inside his own head.
To me, the draft starts at number three.
Oh, well, you think, wait a minute, wouldn't the draft start at one if anything's on the table?
Well, the draft literally starts at one, Dell. But to me.
No, but even in this context where the
draft starts at three.
No, then, to you, the draft starts at one.
And then at number four,
because you're saying
up.
Everything's on the table.
Number four, buckle up.
I'm not. You know what I'm not doing? Buckling up for the fourth pick overall.
And five?
It is a...
I've heard a lot of things about number five.
Thank you. Roger Goodell will send that Cash App to you very shortly. Appreciate you for getting everybody ready for the draft tonight.
Important, back
oh,
into
there's
the
more.
Draft. Yeah, back in the draft. Stay tuned. Teams might trade back into the draft. From one of these quarterbacks that they deem not worthy of an early pick. You know, all those great quarterbacks.
So, yes. So while the Giants may not like Shador at the top of the draft.
Yeah, 22.
They may
Don't
like
turn
him
off
at
your
the
TV.
Bottom of the first round.
Do not turn off your TV at any point tonight.
Well, don't you worry, Raj. I won't.
Draft starts at 12.
Okay.
Awesome. Cowboys, where are they going?
The draft can start anywhere you want. I'm not going to be watching.
Actually, until the Texans pick. Let's talk about what the Cowboys are going to do at 12.
Nope, not doing that. Not doing that. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to save you and us from Cowboy talk because Colby Calloway, the tournament director for the Chevron Championship, will join us. He'll talk about what this tournament means, and I say that because it's not just about the golf. They are doing very good charitable work as well. So we'll get to him. We'll talk about what it takes to put this thing on. I'm sure it takes a lot of work. He'll join us in a couple minutes here, and Sean can formulate a plan when he gets with Raj about how to push the draft in the last 30 minutes of the show. Give you a segment off, Sean, to confer with Raj and Troy Vincent to figure out how to make sure everyone tunes in tonight to the 2025 NFL Draft. Okay, we'll go to break. We'll be joined by Colby Calloway when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the Chevron Championship. Now back to Del Olalea.
Welcome back. We are at Carlton Woods on the Nicholas Course for the Chevron Championship, and we're joined right now by the tournament director, Colby Calloway. Welcome, Colby. How are you?
Del, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Love to be here. We got here very early, and we see all the noise picking up because the event is going, and we had just had Nelly Korda, the world's number one, on the ninth hole here, and we saw the crowds following her. And I what I did do was undershoot what it takes to put this thing together, because I was asking Zach, who set this up for us, what it's like this week. How long did it take? As a tournament director, how much work goes into this? When does this start? Is it a how long, months-long process to get this thing going?
We'll start for next year on Monday.
Okay.
I mean, it never ends. All it's right. Just a 365 cycle, and I'll tell you what, we've got great partners that can put this thing together for us. We've got a great partner in Carlton Woods, which makes it really easy and all happen. And it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears for a lot of people.
I see all the volunteers walking around, and obviously just people making sure this thing goes off without a hitch. For people who don't know, it used to be the Dinah Shore in California. Now it's been in Houston and of course, or the Woodland / Houston, and, of course, Chevron has been a part of it for a little bit now, too. Zach was telling me about all the things that go beyond golf that this thing provides for people in the community. What are you most proud of with having this here?
Yeah, one of our new initiatives this year is a Fuel Your School program. And for $5 of every ticket goes to the Fuel Your School program, up to $100,000. I actually was able to go Fuel Your School. I got a $500 card to go test out the program, and I was able to fund three different projects within Conroe ISD.
Okay.
Teachers looking for stuff. I mean, again, as a guy with a wife who's a teacher, I know what it takes,
okay.
Right? And
yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of always going out of pocket. We're trying to make sure that these teachers aren't going out of pocket anymore. So this Fuel Your School program is a new initiative for us, and we could not be happier. I was so happy. I got letters back within 10 minutes from these teachers saying how happy they were to receive these funds. And we're just going to continue to do this and see if we can't fund them all.
So on this show, if you don't know, or at least throughout the 7 to 12 block, we have a very big golf fan. His name's John Granato. He hosts the morning show. He was here earlier. And we consider him an elitist because of his golf ties. Now, this is just a joke on the show and going forward. But you just spoke to what the community gets from something like this being here. And there's also something going on about what the golfers can do if they hit a shot on the course. Can you explain what that
is?
Yeah,
I can. First year for us, we have a great partnership with Cadillac. And now on the hole number 12, if one of the golfers makes a hole-in-one, they will receive a Cadillac 2025. It's a Vistique, which
okay.
is a cool EV SUV from Cadillac, brand-new model, and they'll get a 24-month lease on that. I want it to happen because this vehicle is so cool. And, again, our partners at Cadillac, Greater Houston Area Partners, put that together for us. We couldn't be happier.
So we also have this. You talk about helping the community and schools. As a reminder, Chevron is committed to donate $5 for every general admission ticket. So if you come out here, you're not just buying something for an event. You're helping the teachers in this community. And for every it's called the Donors Choose. They'll donate $5 to Donors Choose. It's a nationwide nonprofit organization that will get the donations from Chevron. So if you're coming out here to enjoy the golf, realize it's also going to a good cause. So when you're trying to secure players, how does that work? Because I know Nelly Korda's out there,
sure.
And obviously that's going to be a big draw. Explain to people the process of making sure you get golfers out here that people want to see.
Sure, and again, I can kind of speak. I have some PGA Tour ties. I was there for a little bit, and I would always worry about who was coming there, and we'd have to go recruit these players. This is a major championship, so we get the best
okay.
in the world. And so, you know, top 30 money, top 60, you know, points, they're all here. They all qualify. The uniqueness about our event is we're able to extend a couple of exemptions to amateurs, and then there are six events throughout the world where these amateurs can qualify. And so we have eight amateurs actually in the field this week, two of them right now in the top five.
Okay.
So it's just a very unique setup, 132 players, the best in the world. Nelly's awesome. Angel Yin's awesome. Lexi, who we thought retired, is awesome, and she's back. So we've got them all.
If someone was looking to follow a local golfer who's playing in the event, do we have any names that people can look forward
well,
to?
Well, I'm trying to think right off the top of my head. I know we've got a couple. Cheyenne Knight.
Yes.
So Cheyenne Knight. I'm sorry. I almost went brain dead, which okay. is very easy to do. Cheyenne is from Texas. She is awesome. She actually joined us last night at our volunteer party to thank all the volunteers that we had. We had about 400 volunteers last night partying with us and celebrating this event. But Cheyenne's the Texan. Let's go root her on.
Yeah, there's some Woodlands ties, some Alito ties
Lewis,
as well.
Of course. Yeah. So yeah. We've got some Texans in here.
Yeah, so if you are unfamiliar with the LPGA and don't know any names, if you're just looking for someone to root for, you've heard us talk about this tournament throughout the months leading up to it, and now that it's here, you got some Texans to look at.
Yep.
And, of course, there's major coverage, and you can find it if you're not out here on everywhere. So it's as you heard Colby tell you, it's a championship, the major. So you're going to get the best golf the LPGA has to offer here. So, obviously, we got Texans and Rockets. Let's ask something about you. While you're doing this, is this the only thing you can focus on, or what do you – are you locked in on anything else?
I'm locked into children. My oldest is a graduate of Texas A&M. She works up in Dallas. My daughter is actually a softball player at Cornell University.
Okay.
My son is a senior at Kingwood High School. He's a shortstop, starting shortstop, leadoff hitter. And he is going to go to Cornell to go play baseball. So we've got him rolling. I'm always in the batting cage with him. That's my getaway. I love to just sit there and we tinker with the swing. Avid baseball fan. I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan, but I love the Astros.
How do we believe that,
Colby? I grew up in St. Louis. I've always been kind of a fan of baseball.
Okay.
You know, I just really don't have a team that I dislike. But excited for the Rockets. Excited to see that they tied it up last night. Mm-hmm. I accidentally fell asleep because
I can understand. It was a late night for everyone, and you're doing this. I could stay up. Yeah,
I tried so hard. But it's a great time of year in Houston.
Yeah, it is. And we were talking about the Astros a little bit earlier, and they've turned it on. We'll allow for the Cardinals level.
Okay.
It's understood.
Okay.
I like someone who sticks with their team.
I have.
Understood. So you had one daughter who's at Cornell, and another. So are you guys just Cornell people, or how did that come about?
I'm a University of Kansas guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I went there and played baseball for 2 years. My wife is actually a University of Indiana girl.
Okay.
We just met in the middle in St. Louis and moved down to Texas, and I've been in the golf world for 25 years, running golf events. So it's been a good time.
So we got Colby Calloway, the tournament director here at the Chevron Championship. So we talked about some of the charitable aspects of it, and, of course, the golf itself. If there's one thing you did want us to know that's not out there about this tournament and the LPGA overall, what would it be?
You know, I think it's about empowering women's golf, you know, and that's our mantra at every event. The LPGA is just about empowering women and to play golf. And so everything we do is behind it. You'll see it out here. And it's also for us and Chevron, who's best title sponsor in the world, it's about a little bit more than golf. It's about the Fuel Your School. It's about our STEM zone up front. It's about just teaching kids and young adults that there are other opportunities out there. Don't get discouraged. You know, find a path and come out and learn some things from us. So if you want to come out this weekend, we'd love to have you. Tickets are still available. TheChevronChampionship.com. Click tickets. Have a ball.
Yeah, John was talking about how what's going on with Nelly Cord or others can be an inspiration. You mentioned you have a daughter who's playing, who's in athletics. Can you speak to who got her into what she loves to do?
You know, I hope I didn't force her. I hope it's due to the love, and we certainly think it is because she certainly loves it. But yeah, I just think it's important to place. I think sports creates another avenue, right? I think it's healthy to compete. We compete in life. You know, I think sports kind of is that driver, you know, and again, there's got to be a mix. You've got to have the academic side as well. She certainly has it. She's going to Cornell University. I'm super proud of her. She did not get it from me. She got it from her mother.
All right, there you go.
I can't walk and chew gum and write.
You're putting on a pretty good tournament. Let's give yourself a little credit. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I you know, girl dad here, you know, and I just think it's super important. And then having the opportunity to jump over here with the LPGA and promote women's golf was like a dream come true.
I want to thank you for joining us, Colby Calloway, the tournament director for the Chevron Championship. You hear it's not just the golf. It's empowering not just women, but the community as a whole. It's teachers. They're doing everything they can to help them out as well. Come on out here. We're having a good time. It's a great event. Trust me. Just even walk around a little bit that I've had the opportunity to do. It's a great course. It's a great time out here at the Chevron Championship. Colby, I want to thank you for joining
us. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Colby Calloway, tournament director of the Chevron Championship. We got a couple more seconds to go here. Me and Sean, we will be back.
ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the Chevron Championship. Here's Del Olalea.
We're back, and despite Sean's best efforts to get you excited about the possibility of someone other than Cam Ward being taken, Cam Ward is a huge favorite. By huge, I mean gigantic, to be the number one overall pick. He's a minus 20,000 favorite, which leads us to think that maybe this has all been a ploy by the Titans to get someone a bag. Because what if the son of Amy Adams Strunk puts money on Travis Hunter being number one and meeting with Cam Ward, floating it out there that he's going to be the pick unless they trade it, has all been subterfuge to make sure some rich kid gets even richer. That's mine and Sean's theory about this.
Listen, we see crypto. We see what's going on with crypto rug pulls and pump and dumps from all the meme coins. So
Amy Adams Strunk's kid is the Hawktua girl.
Yeah. I see no difference.
When she disappeared.
And this hypothetical child of Amy Adams Strunk.
Yeah, I don't even know if she has a kid. I just assume rich people generally have children. I don't know if she does have one, but be on the lookout. If Travis Hunter is the pick, there needs to be an investigation. But right now, it appears that the Texans will have a rookie quarterback to deal with a couple games this upcoming year in a division that doesn't have great quarterback play. The Texans have clearly the best quarterback in the division, despite his up-and-down season last year. The Texans have done what they can to change CJ's trajectory. They're going to hand it over to Nick Caley, who's going to, in turn, hand it over to CJ. CJ's going to be the one pretty much guiding. Or, I don't know if you got, you drive a ship? What's the term? Pilot a ship? Whatever
steer.
The term is. Steer, that's a good word for it. Steer the ship. And he talked about it earlier this week. More control. I'm going to be the one making checks. This is my offense right now. And he thanks Nick Caley for doing it. CJ was in a paint-by-numbers offense. That's what San Francisco's offense does. The one that Kyle Shanahan put together. It's an offense that where you can insert a quarterback that may be not at the same talent level as some of the best in the game, and you will get great results because you put great talent around them, and you throw it here when I tell you to throw it here. This is the read. We're not changing anything, and we're going to run the ball and throw in-breaking routes and challenge the middle of the field. It has worked to great effect, not to the greatest effect. They've never been able to get over the hump and win up the Super Bowl, but the Brock Purdy's, the Jimmy Garoppolo's of the world have done and won a lot there. But CJ didn't like that offense. He wanted more control, and now he's going to get it. So we'll see what Nick Caley does to start calling the good plays as opposed to the bad plays. And part of the process of helping that offense get better will likely begin tonight with the assumed selection of an offensive lineman. I got to admit, it's hard to get excited. I hope they get a good one. That's all I'm going to take from it. Get a good one, hit on one, and then that helps your quarterback. But other than that, I don't have a real take on the offensive lineman coming out. Hope and pray that whatever process they were going through the last couple years that resulted in not taking good offensive linemen in the draft has changed. Although we heard from Nick Casario last week that not a lot has changed about their process. Maybe it'll just simply be the luck of the draw. And we'll see who's available. We'll see if they make a trade. And then we'll have certainly Lance on tomorrow to analyze the Texans' pick. I asked Lance yesterday about a guy he would hate for the Texans to grab that's realistic. He likes a lot of the offensive linemen who will be in that spot. I So I think we're in good shape as long as they go with offensive line. They're going to be plenty of good ones, particularly if they make a trade. If they make a trade up, then they should be in line to take one of the best, and hopefully they fit what the Texans want to do. So I don't have a TV in front of me with the ESPN. With ESPN's draft coverage on it, so I'm not sure how many hours we have for the draft. I don't like doing math, so I'm not going to do that either. But we get closer, and you can hear. Oh, you got a TV in front of you. Yeah. How many hours are we away from the draft?
7 hours.
7 hours
and 45 seconds.
And while you were trying to get people to watch, there's another way they can take part of draft coverage.
Yes,
right.
You can listen right here on ESPN 97.5. Maybe you can. Do what help people listen to baseball games and watch them at the same time. Help people watch the Astros. Let's listen to the radio broadcast while watching it on Space City Home Network. Maybe you can do that with the draft and listen to the radio coverage as you have your TV on mute watching watching ESPN or NFL Network. Huh?
So the
everyone needs
I like the promo now
do
that
it
you're
for
promoting
all 3 hours.
Now Four that hours. You're promoting for the station as opposed to just Raj, I appreciate what you're
I'm
doing.
I'm trying to promote for both.
I don't know why both. What's Raj doing for
the
you?
The NFL needs help.
Yes, they are a product that's flailing. I understand what you're on. I will mention the lineman that Lance doesn't want the Texans to take. So if you hear the name Jared Wilson late in the first round, Lance is going to – he won't, like – what did he say, vomit blood? This is a long time ago when out with Albert Pujols. He won't vomit blood in the driveway, but Jared Wilson, if you hear that name, he is an interior lineman, likely a center at the next at the NFL level. Lance doesn't want the Texans anywhere near him. So
okay.
That's the one guy, Jared Wilson. If you hear that name, know that Lance doesn't like the pick.
Okay, know that we'll be getting – I mean, I don't know if it'll be a Thursday pick or a Friday pick, but just know that you'll get grumpy Lance – at some point. Actually, you'll get grumpy Lance tomorrow, probably no matter what.
No matter what. He's got a long day ahead of him.
Long
tonight.
Day ahead of him. I would say long day yesterday, too. And you see what Lance we got today. So
yeah, we got an ornery Lance telling us to do stuff or telling people who dare to suggest that the NBA would love, that the NBA fans love a superstar matchup.
I think there was a sit
how dumb
on
they
it
were.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that. He's
ugly
not
ugly language.
I mean, he's in a hotel in L.A. He's away from his children. I don't know if that's a positive or a negative. I don't know. I know what I would think.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, based off what I've heard.
Yes, but he is ornery. He was a little upset. He glad the Rockets won, but he's been out in L.A. for about a week, and I think it's wearing on him. But he'll be with us tomorrow. He better be on camera. We've got the directive because it is the preeminent draft expert talking about the draft, so he needs to be on camera. So whatever he needs to do to be camera ready tomorrow, he better get that done.
NFL draft
we're
going
to go to him quite a bit.
Vomits blood because of who the Astros picked.
If the Texans take Jared Wilson, he's vomiting blood. And that'll be the headline on our video.
And
so
the
I kind of now hope they do take Jared
emoji.
Wilson. Yeah. So there, he'll vomit one of those factory meals that he's touting, and then we can go on with the show.
Either that or it'll be the breakfast, the hotel breakfast.
Yeah, the bacon, egg, and cheese, whatever he's eating from that hotel. Okay, so there it is. Jared Wilson, stay away from him if you're the Texans, and Lance will be pretty happy with any offensive line choice. So we talked Astros, we talked to Colby Callaway. We haven't talked Rockets in a little bit. It was a fun environment last night. The crowd was excited. They were yelling F Draymond. Steve Kerr didn't appreciate it. Sean, let's get to what Draymond said about it. Draymond was less bothered by it. He made reference to it happening in Boston when they were going for their fourth title. Draymond took the opportunity to tell Houston that he wasn't impressed by what they did. And here's Draymond on the F Draymond chants and what he took from it.
It's not original. Been there before, won a championship while it's happening. So, yeah, it's not really original. It's still a good shape. That belongs to Boston. So, I kind of just kept pushing.
What you can take from that is, I know the audio might have been a little shaky for some people to hear, Not original. They did it in Boston. I won a title when they did it. Not that big of a deal. Steve Kerr was more bothered by it. He mentioned Draymond's kids as a reason why you shouldn't do it. The man's got children. And a lot of the response from people here was, what do his children think when he is being Draymond? Do they go, that's just dad. That's just dad being dad. I don't know what people need to hear, but trust me, the children aren't bothered by Draymond's actions. If they're bothered by the FU stuff, that's a different story. But for people who have kids, most of the time your children adore you no matter what. So Draymond can hit Steven Adams in the junk. He can flop. He can yell. He can be demonstrative to officials. He's still just dad. And they're gonna love him. So I don't even really get that response. Steve Kerr's probably going over the top with his stuff. I doubt the children are directly affected by the F Draymond chants. That's even if they're watching the game. Draymond's not that old. He may have very young children who weren't even up at the time for the game. So who knows? But that's going to be the push and pull of this series. That's not even gamesmanship. That's just Steve Kerr venting during a postgame after a loss. Nothing that they say off the court matters. Steve Kerr complained about his star player being held, and he continues to get held in this series. The Rockets aren't stopping what they're doing because Steve Kerr had a problem. The referees aren't really changing their officiating because of what Steve Kerr said. This is what this series is going to be. There'll be exchanges off the court, on the court. And let me ask you this, Sean, before we go to break. Stan Van Gundy, during the game, said it would be an upset if there's not a fight in this series. He didn't classify what he considers a fight. I guess he means a punch thrown, someone ejected. What do you think? Do you think, particularly if this series extends to a long one, do you think we'll get a fight?
I don't know about punch thrown, but we'll probably – although Jalen Green, like
– I thought that was pretty close.
It wasn't a
fist to the face, but it was an elbow with
a
punch motion.
He
got closer than you would want from the guy who's having the best game in the series so far.
I think that more likely is like a shoving back and forth. Needs to get broken up, but that kind of needs to be broken up where there's like two or three other smaller fights happening during that where I think it's mostly just going to be like NBA fight guys grabbing each other. I don't know about Amen Thompson hip toss like he did Tyler Hero or anything that's like super flagrant.
I guess the thing would be for a non-flagrant two, will anyone get suspended? I don't think that
probably
happens.
Not. Not Amen Thompson for his dirty play on. I'm looking at what Stephen Curry Muse is tweeting out about this, and it seems pretty serious. Also, Warriors Muse is saying the same thing that Amen Thompson should be thrown in federal prison. Yeah.
Well, it feels like a more state crime, so I'm not sure federal prison would be in
the offing for him. Got it.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if Leavenworth is in the card for what Amen did yesterday.
Him and Ted Kaczynski bunk.
Exactly. He calls him Teddy.
I don't know if Ted Kaczynski's still with us.
I don't know who's in Leavenworth, to be honest with you. But I don't think Amen's going to federal pen. But I will enjoy the 2 days between the games just to get the back and forth from Warriors and Rockets fans off my timeline just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just for a bit. I know it's going to come back. I just want it off the timeline for now. Get me as much as I don't want to watch the draft, I'll welcome draft talk. And hopefully something weird happens tonight that'll be a focus as well. Something maybe not a Laramie Bong video, but maybe it's a redo of CD snatching a phone away from his girlfriend, which is my favorite draft moment of all time. Bring something like that to the table to get this back and forth out of my face.
We'll definitely at least get, Tyler Booker highlights from Houston Stressons or something when they pick him. Like, whoever we pick, you're going to see a 90-minute offensive line sizzle reel at 9:30.
Do those exist?
At 9:30. They're making them right now. They're in the
That's
lab.
Dedicated to the craft if you do
guys.
That.
I mean, what else are you aggregating for if you're not making backup on backup, hey, maybe Mimbu falls and they trade up for Mimbu. Got to make that sizzle reel.
You gotta have backups, right? So, what are you doing between when the board crystallized for you? Because of course, their board matters more than anyone else's.
Yeah.
Mimbu, which
Gray
is unlikely.
Yeah,
you gotta have Gray Zabel burying someone from South Dakota into the ground.
Yeah.
You gotta have all that stuff ready to go. All that ready to go
Zabel,
in case that guy gets drafted.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't want to be late. You don't want to be late. You don't want to have that thing pop up 2 hours later. 2 hours later, you got to be on the ball.
Yeah.
So have your Zabels, have your Bookers, have your Donovan Jacksons, have your Matthew Goldens. Fourth and 13's right there for you. That's a pretty easy one to put together. Wide receiver highlights are pretty easy. So get ready for those, and that'll kind of wipe away this Warriors Rockets incessant back and forth about who's dirty, who isn't, who cares. Just go win a basketball game this weekend, and we'll see where the series stands after that. Okay, we got one more segment to go here before we are done for the day. Just reminding you, tomorrow Michael Carroll will join us right about this time, a little bit earlier. He'll take us to noon, and he'll give us what you should or shouldn't watch in TV and movies. So we'll do that tomorrow. No Raheel, because we had him yesterday. If you missed it, Raheel was in studio for actually recording CityCast. So he joined us in a segment where he was invited. He'll show up for things he's not invited to, but not show up the things he is invited to, because that's the Raheel Ramzanali experience. So you can listen to CityCast wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, we'll be back with our final segment after this. But first...
Yeah, I want to talk to you about Prize Picks, and today we've been talking draft a good amount, and the best way to watch the draft is on Prize Picks. Right now, they're offering a free-to-play lineup. You pick three mores or lesses involving the NFL draft. So it's Ashton Jeanty, draft position, more or less than 6.5. Do you think he's going to slide? That'll be a more. If you think he goes higher, that'll be a less. You have Travis Hunter. You have how many guest announcers? How many Big Ten players will be picked in the top 10? And so much more. You download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the Chevron Championship. Now back to Del Olalea.
We got a couple more minutes here before we wrap it up. I was informed that they have something pretty cool here. It's called the Science of Shoe Designs by Nike. What it is you get a chance to design a shoe, whether it be a Converse or a Nike, and they pick at random the email you put in. I think it's 54 people a day get those shoes for free. So if you're coming out here and you want to take advantage of that, you can. You got a shot to get a pair of Nikes that you designed yourself for free. The Science of Shoe Design here at the Chevron Championship. Something that I saw before the show today, Sean didn't see it, but I did mention it to him, is the new trailer for Predator Badlands, and it's the first Predator movie where the POV is the Predator, it or himself, I don't know, do they have genders, I'm not sure, but either way,
themselves.
It'll be from the, yes, I don't know the pronoun for the Predator, but it will be from the Predator's perspective, but because the Predator didn't speak English and they're not going to subtitle it, you're going to have a humanoid there, and I say humanoid for a reason, because it's going to be an android, the ones we see in the Alien series, and we know AVP has been a thing, so there will be a crossover there. Elle Fanning's playing. I guess you'll see, she'll be the audience. She'll be the person from the audience's POV to provide some context of what's going on. She'll play a robot in it or an android. But the big thing, Sean, is if you look at the trailer, there is a skull of one of the aliens from Independence Day. We know that AVP's been a thing. We did not know that the aliens from Independence Day are part of this universe as well. So we're trying to figure out a name because at some point we assume, because IP is IP and they always do the crossovers, that we'll have an alien, Predator, Independence Day type of movie. So what do you think? Should it be AVP? You go AVP ID4? Or is it A versus P versus ID4? What do we do? Because at some point, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
I mean, they're trying to get off G.I. Joe and the Transformers. If they feel like, because that was in that last Transformers movie, that the G.I. Joes exist in this world. So do you think we're going to get, if this movie is popular, I'm sure we would get something like that. I'm just trying to figure out what they would name it.
Because AVP, ID4, or it could be ID4:AVP.
So it's an Independence Day movie.
It's featuring
Alien and Predator.
Yes. Or,
I like it.
Or, no, I think that's the way to go. Because, I mean, our first Independence Day as a nation was in 1776, obviously.
Okay.
Our second one was on July 4th, 1996, but it was the world's Independence Day.
If you go by what Bill Pullman said.
Yeah, from President Bill Pullman.
Yep.
And then this one will be the aliens and predators are fighting each other, and this is yet another independent. Maybe Lewis Pullman is now president. I don't know if nepotism works in the ID4 extended universe.
I think we know in the real world nepotism works.
Yes.
So in administration. So why not in the fantasy world?
Yeah, so Lewis Pullman this time will be. This is not just an Independence Day for us, but for the universe, because the aliens and predators are fighting each other.
Who are the protagonists? Who are the good guys in this one? The Predators, because the aliens try to take over our world, and then the Xenomorphs are just flat-out killing machines that we don't think care about, like, humanity at all. At least there's some thought that goes into the Predators. Like, they're hunters.
Yeah, the Predators have a code.
Yes.
The Xenomorphs are just raw killing machines.
Yes.
Designed to kill, if you've seen Prometheus.
Sure.
I think that we'd be on the Predator side. I think.
I guess so.
Maybe Badlands is what first softens America's hearts and minds towards the Predators, because this is from the Predator's point of view.
I certainly hope so. And before we go, I'll say this: I think the determination about what movie it is if Will Smith's in it. If he's in it, it's an ID4 movie. If it's ID4 featuring the Predator and the aliens, if they can get Will Smith back for ID4 3, I guess it would be in that case. All right, we're done for the day here at the Chevron Championship. Had a good time out here, met some good people, and they set us up pretty well. So I want to thank them for that, particularly Zach Emmons, who at one point was working with the Texans, now is a PR person here in town. I want to thank him for setting us up. Okay. We're done for the day, Sean. Paul Gallant's up next, and he's followed by the Killer Bees. Since we're done, what does that mean?
Duval.
What will the Jags do tonight? We'll find out and talk about it tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow about the draft and the Astros. Talk to you then.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.